Well, Merry Christmas, and what a wonderful time of year it is. Of course, this year's Christmas is not as warm and lovely as those of years gone by. We all remember when the holiday was better and the toys were cooler and the food was tastier. The Christmas of our childhoods always looms large in the memory, and we remember things as being better, but that was not always the case. That wasn't always the truth. I remember how we used to have a little feature in the newspaper. It was a flip calendar. It would show the number of days until Christmas. They don't do that anymore. But before we wax nostalgic about that calendar, we should remember it was to remind us of how many shopping days there were till Christmas. The holiday has long been overtaken by consumerism, and this sense of consumerism versus Christmas has been around for a long time. Still, things seem to have taken a turn for the worse in recent years. Things seem to have become more acute. And I'd like to read this story from the New York Times on Sunday, titled "Cameras, Bolts, and Elusive Gold to Sleep in Heavenly Peace." It starts off with Dateline Bethlehem, PA. Away in a manger on Bethlehem's public square, a woman approached a statue of the baby Jesus one dark December night. Then she stole it. The theft from a nativity scene outside City Hall raised alarm in this eastern Pennsylvania city that shares a name with the real Jesus Christ's birthplace. And then further on, we're told that such manger larceny and glaring violation of the Eighth Commandment is also part of a sad national trend. This year, thieves have raided nativity scenes in Tennessee, West Virginia, Minnesota, and plenty of other places, and made off with Jesus figurines, and sometimes Mary and the donkey too. The episodes, which have rattled Christian communities, have become so common that the owners of holiday displays have bolstered security. On church lawns and in downtown parks, baby Jesus is back in the manger, but often with the security camera rolling and a tether securing him to the ground. Some places have gone so far as to equip figurines with GPS devices. Now think about that. That is really rather sad. What has the world come to? Why is faith held in such low esteem? And I, like you, can probably offer lots of different reasons. We can think about one wing of the church, which is busy propagating its vision of what is right and wrong, and the narrow view, and they want everyone to subscribe to it. And another wing of the church has no confidence in its beliefs, and so says anything to try to please everybody, and in the process, convinces no one. We have the scandals in the Catholic Church. We have the changing demographics in our country, perhaps the overall waning of belief. It's a sad picture, and one is tempted to give up. Yet the church still represents something. It still means something to people. And if I needed a reminder of that, I received one this very day. I was planning to go home at lunchtime to have some sandwich and to change and to come back. And I was getting ready to go. I locked the door to my office and I was heading out the back and I saw two young people. And I thought, oh dear, someone's looking for a gas or food card and we don't have any right now. We run out and we haven't had a chance to replenish the stock. So I prepared to share the disappointing news with them. And I opened the door, and the young man, he actually had a scraggly beard, and the young woman with him, said that they were looking for some help with a place to stay, and if we could not help them, would somebody else be able to? Could I point them in the right direction? And I was really struck by this at that moment. He wasn't named Joseph, and she wasn't named Mary, and there was no evidence that she was with child, but it was really rather striking that on Christmas Eve, this young couple was looking for a place to stay. On this day, when we recount the Holy Family unable to find room at the inn, we here were being asked, could we find room for them at an inn? They weren't looking for a fancy place to stay, just a warm roof over their head. And thanks to the generosity of people in this congregation, we have the funds to make it possible to provide some help. So we went into my office and we talked and we called some a motel, and I was able to pay for a few nights, and they had a place to stay. That's what Christmas is about. That's why we are here. When we remember the birth of the baby Jesus, we remember God's gift to us. That gift of hope, that gift of possibility, that ability to extend ourselves for somebody else. The birth of Jesus took place a long time ago, but it's something we still recount. It isn't an event that is just located in the past. It is one that is unfolding around us today. So it's possible for us to look to warm memories of our past. But our faith calls us to live in this moment and live for the future. And if I were to ask for one Christmas present for each of us and for all of us, is that we will be Christmas people, that we will remember the things God has done for us and is doing for us in Jesus Christ, and that we will not live in the past, but we will live for the future.